Right now, inside the Amy E. Tarrant Gallery, right next to the Flynn Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Burlington, each corner is home to some simple props, like tiny chairs draped with small flannel button-up shirts, cozy blankets rolled up underneath, soft animal puppets, and a canopy. And what's happening inside this gallery is a tale of a work in progress for a very specific audience.
Right now, this room is filled with rehearsal props, and the people here are just everything that I could have ever dreamed of. So it's just been such a pleasure to do this work here.
That's the voice of Jackie Russell. She's co-founder and artistic director of the Chicago Children's Theater. Russell is the catalyst behind something called the Red Kite Project. It's in the Chicago area, and it's made up of performances and classes and camps specifically designed for young people on the autism spectrum. And for the past week, Russell, along with student matinee coordinator from the Flynn Center, Kat Redness, collaborated on creating Red Kite Green Mountain. It's a sensory performance that takes its young Vermont audiences on a hike from a farm to a mountaintop with those puppets and some live music along the way. Inspired by Vermont culture and nature and animals, Russell said she's been working hard to adapt Red Kite to be ultra-specific to the Green Mountain state so it will really resonate with its young audiences.
For the last couple of months, I've been thinking a lot from Chicago about Vermont. And I had a nice list that was provided to me. Flannels, hiking, lots to do with nature. And what I really hope is that a piece like this will encourage children to go out and actually experience more and to create more comfort in the world for them and to really spike their curiosity.
And tonight, a group of local actors and the team from Chicago will workshop this performance with a live hand-picked audience of young Vermonters.
I absolutely love creating these experiences where I feel like a lot of children with autism, they don't go out a lot. They spend a lot of time now with technology. And so it also, I feel, is just so important for them to really be more exposed to the world around them in a way that's very safe and welcoming.
And Kat Redness, the student matinee coordinator at the Flynn Center, talked a little bit about how the local group of actors is adapting the way they can perform this piece to better resonate with audiences who are on the autism spectrum.
It is extremely remarkable to see these four grown people, you know, creatively problem solve, but also just innovate and play, being really in touch with your senses and kind of letting your preconceived notions of how we should be and how we should hold ourselves go out the door and just allowing ourselves to kind of give over to a sensory experience and interact with it and be present for it. And I think it's something we all need. It's just been such a beautiful, glorious, joy-filled week. And I'm so thrilled that this is a possibility and that this is going to be something that Vermont young people are going to have for them. And I'm so grateful for Chicago Children's and for this growing and wonderful collaboration that we've been able to have.
And Redness talked about the importance of having a very specific structure for these performances to make sure everyone knows what's coming up and everyone feels comfortable in the environment.
One of the things that's a really essential piece of all Red Kite shows is that there's an itinerary that shows kids how they're going to travel through the experience. So the actors and performers kind of help the kids go through that and say, oh, now we're done. We're moving on to the next thing, which helps in sequencing and helps reduce anxiety about how many things are left, what's happening, so that we can kind of keep them focused and feeling safe in the structure of that.
And Jackie Russell from Chicago Children's Theater echoed that same sentiment.
The other thing that we do is we ask them a lot about how they're feeling and how they're doing, and we say their name as many times as we can just to keep them engaged and to know that this is really about them. Theater and autism is a very interesting pairing because you have people who are highly communicative and people who actually aren't very communicative. And when you put them together, something very interesting can happen.
And here's Kat Redness from the Flint talking more about this collaboration with Chicago Children's Theater.
Through Red Kite, focusing specifically with populations on the spectrum, but then also applying that learning that we're doing in such a specialized environment for Red Kite to our broader programming. So how do we think about and how do we understand that each person's experience watching theater, engaging with theater, is going to be unique? That's whether you're on the spectrum, whether you're neurotypical, whether you're bringing some other experience. You know, we think all the time about New American population. populations, all of these different experiences, this rich diversity that Burlington has, that Vermont has, and how can we break down those barriers that might make coming to the theater feel intimidating, feeling unsafe? How can we make that a more comfortable, embracing, and engaging experience? We've been able to translate a lot of that learning, especially into our student matinee series. We have sensory boxes with sensory items, weighted blankets, with fidgets, with noise-reducing headphones. We've worked with our volunteer group of ushers to really talk about how do we approach individuals and how do we kind of relax our expectations and kind of think about what does this person need? How can I support them instead of how can I reprimand them into getting into line with what universal expectations should be? So we're really kind of increasing our flexibility, increasing our open-mindedness about what a theater experience should look like.
That's Kat Redness, student matinee coordinator from the Flint Center, along with Jackie Russell, co-founder and artistic director at the Chicago Children's Theater. They were describing their work in progress called Red Kite, Green Mountain. Look for a formal premiere of Red Kite, Green Mountain next fall at the Flint Center. Find out more about performances for audiences with sensory sensitivities at bpr.net.